And here's your forecast for Pittsburgh and vicinity. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high near 52. Cloudy overnight with a low of 31. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 52. Monday mostly sunny with a high of 53. And then on Tuesday, rain likely with a high near 58. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 49 in Washington County. It's 48 in Butler, 51 in Beaver County. 48 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Warwood in Oakland. 48 degrees with new music from Slim Forsythe to take us to news time.
All night and day. For a place to run.
The new album is called Pittsburgh Skyline. That's Slim Forsythe here on Radio 9, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for business and innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2:02.
Trump accused a group of Democratic lawmakers of sedition in an outburst on social media Thursday morning and said their behavior was punishable by death. That from the New York Times. They report their crime, recording a video that reminded members of the military they are not supposed to obey illegal orders. Trump wrote in one post, seditious behavior punishable by death. He shared a different post written by another person that said, hang them, George Washington would. The Times notes the video that enraged the president had been put out online 2 days ago by six Democratic lawmakers, all of whom had served in either the military or intelligence community themselves. Meantime, folks in New Mexico are among the Americans recently surveyed who believe that free speech is under attack by the Trump administration, and they are supported by the first Latino to serve on the Federal Communications Commission in more than 20 years.
Ana Gomez is on a nationwide tour, amplifying the message of free expression. After Congress voted to defund public media, Gomez declared the agency had ceded its independence to the White House and allowed itself to be turned into an instrument of censorship and political retaliation.
This administration is using the weight of government to suppress lawful expression because it challenges those in power and reflects views that they oppose. And it is an administration-wide campaign.
Gomez has previously visited New Mexico to discuss the FCC's work on increasing internet connectivity, particularly for tribal lands. As more places become news deserts, I'm Roz Brown.
And despite ongoing controversy about industrial agriculture in Illinois and across the country, the latest survey shows bipartisan public support for stronger animal welfare policies and for the political officials who back them.
The study by nonprofit Faunalytics includes hypothetical congressional candidates with varying stances. Allison Troy with Faunalytics says the goal is to understand how Americans perceive and support different policies related to farmed animals. She says one of the most significant findings was more than 60% of people surveyed said they would support a candidate who advocates for stronger regulations.
This is really a popular policy position, really across party lines, which is not commonly seen with a lot of other policies. So we thought that was a really striking finding.
By some estimates, Illinois is home to more than 20,000 concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Troy notes the survey findings challenge the assumption that increasing attention to animal welfare on these farms is an unpopular or fringe position. She says the data suggests voters care about humane treatment of animals and would support elected leaders who include the issue in their platforms. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
This is Public News Service. When the USDA buys food for its nutrition programs, nearly half the purchases go to food companies aligned with industrial agriculture. That's according to a new report, which includes details about a well-known firm in Minnesota.
In fiscal year 2024, Friends of the Earth researchers say the federal government spent $4.8 billion on food for programs that support school and senior meals, food banks, and tribal communities. Nearly half of that spending went to just 25 companies, and Minnesota-based Genio Turkey landed at number six. Chloe Waterman with Friends of the Earth says whether the government saves money with these contracts, it's leaving out too many smaller farms that emphasize sustainable practices.
Some of these foods may have a low sticker price, but a high cost to communities and to public health.
The USDA doesn't discuss production practices associated with the food it buys, but the report authors say it's likely the overwhelming majority of food comes from vendors using common industrial ag approaches, including concentrated animal feeding operations. I'm Mike Mowen.
Next, Jay Thurber in color.
Time without a word.
That's the sound of Badfinger here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And I just... I have a story to tell. Stay tuned for it. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Blue Sky, and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. These are the Bay City Rollers on Radio 9. Come on, dance into the rock. Chuck Berry on Radio 9 at 2:15. Much more music time. 49 degrees right now with Roy Orbison.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby.
Everly Brothers on Radio 9, and this is Paul.
So tight, show me that. your lips next to mine, dear. Won't you kiss me once, baby? Just a kiss goodnight, maybe. You and I will fall in love.
You and I will fall in love.
People say that love's a game, a game.
On Radio 9 at 2:22 chime time. New music from Sorry, Not the Game, from Parker Brothers, but the band. Coming up right after we take care of a couple brief minutes. You just also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. This may surprise some of you, but Jay Thurber, many years ago, when I was just a little Jay Thurber, was an altar boy. And one summer, we had a retired priest coming in to say mass at our church. And as Jay Thurber, being the most responsible of the crew of altar boys, they said, would you help Father Leo when he comes? Because, you know, he's elderly. He's probably in his 80s. That doesn't seem as elderly as it did back when I was a little kid. But anyways, they said, would you help Father Leo when he comes and says mass the next couple of weeks? I said, sure. So I had to get up every morning, get on my little Huffy bicycle and ride to the church at like 7 o'clock in the morning and get everything ready. And I had never met the guy before. And he, you know, we you know, do the I don't even remember what it's called anymore, how old I am. But we you know, we start mass, and he says the opening prayers, and we sit down, and he leans over to me. And he says very quietly and very seriously, and I thought, uh-oh, I'm going to get some real liturgical insight here, some real heavy theology. He leans over and he says, if I fall asleep, you just carry on like nothing happened and pretend nobody notices. I don't know, I was like 12 or 13 years old. I thought that was pretty funny. What did I say? New music from Sorry coming up after we take care of a couple of messages here. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Remaster Media. Remaster Media is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. More information on how to reprocess audio or video available at remastermedia.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. I mentioned that because I am recovering from a cold and spent the morning at the Salute to Santa Claus parade here in McKeesport, and I am just ready to lay down here on the floor under the console and take a nap. No matter our age, we never outgrow the need for a nap. No, wait, maybe That's wrong. No matter our age, we never outgrow the need for family. There are 109,000 children in foster care right now waiting to be adopted, including thousands of teenagers who need the love and stability of a permanent home. Learn more about adopting a teen. Go to adoptuskids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. We don't seem to have a jingle here queued up for the weather. Let me see if we can, like this one. Like if we had a little jingle here that said Steel City Weather, but we don't have it.
Steel City Weather.
Oh, I guess we do. Looking for mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 52. Overnight, mostly cloudy with a low of 31. Cloudy on Sunday with a high near 52. Mostly sunny Monday with a high of 53. And then on Tuesday, rain likely with a high of 58. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 50 in Washington County. It's 50 in Beaver County. It's 48 right now in Butler. 47 at the corner of Forbes and Morwin in Oakland at WRCT. And street level at the corner of, what is this, Lyle and Walnut here in downtown McKeesport. It's 48 degrees with new music from Sorry. Is called Cosplay. That's new music from Sorry here on Radio 9.
Irwin potato chips.
Or school time snacks between meal treats.
Irwin potato chips.
So downright good Irwin potato chips, they can't be beat.
Irwin potato chips.
You know what they say, if you can't beat them, join them.
Irwin potato chips.
And since you can't beat the crunching good flavor of wholesome Irwin potato chips, join the thousands who would never have anything else but
Irwin potato chips.
Irwin potato chips. You try some today.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Thank you, Lieutenant Commander Glenn Dryon. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:30. Here's Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Dog Night on Radio 9, 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. This is the station that plays the original hits on the original scratchy 45s with the original turntables and I think the original needles. There's Dusty Springfield on Radio 9. From Dusty Springfield on Radio 9. Radio 9.
Motown from Detroit. The heart in your soul.
Music, 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 music.
Supremes on Radio 9, and these are the Diablos. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. That is the wrong speed is what that is. Try it again. Better.
In rock, rhythm, and blues.
second half of the Thanksgiving story coming up right after this.
Hey, new guy, Shovel, right?
Yeah, right, and I'm not exactly new. I've seen some action.
Yeah, what's your story?
Hey, my last gig, I nearly got electrocuted, almost drowned. That guy never called 811 to see if it was safe to dig.
Our guy calls every time he digs.
It's quick and easy. Any tool can do it. Calling 811 gets your underground utility lines marked for free. It makes every project safer for everyone.
Hey, safe digging is no accident. Always call 811 before you dig.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I...
And all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they looked so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Stan Freeberg, with the Thanksgiving story. Just remember that Ben Franklin wanted the national bird to be the turkey, so anytime you want to give Ben Franklin the bird... People in politics I want to give the bird right now, but Ben Franklin isn't one of them. It's Chevy Checker on Radio 9. Famer Chevy Checker here on Radio 9 at 2:51. Much more music time. Winding down this installment, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me. I know we started a little bit late. I was over there at the Salute to Santa Parade in downtown McKeesport. I was very honored to be asked to MC it this year along with Trapper John Liturgy. But boy, I am tired. I can't imagine the kids out there who are in the McKeesport Tigers cheerleaders or the Tiger Band or any of these other groups that were out there performing this morning. I'm tired just watching them. Of course, I'm old. But imagine how tired they must be. So great job by everybody who was out there this morning and really had a good time. And the weather even cooperated for us. So if you want to see any of that, go to YouTube, search for Tube City Online. You can see this morning's parade that Tom and I helped to emcee. We did a very tiny, teeny, weensy little part of it. We were below the guy who runs the street sweeper in terms of the amount of effort that we put into it, but above the guy who paints the lines on the street. So, a lot of fun this morning. New music from Murray Hammond coming up. Stay tuned at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Eric brings you all of those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s and 70s. The occasional bonus material. I assume he's going to be moving into some Christmas music next month. But it's a good way to ease into your Saturday afternoon with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Coming up right here on Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
Your front row center at the ball game.
I am.
And you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy.
Rodgers injured his wrist as the Steelers defeated the Cincinnati Bengals during Week 11, so he is questionable for tomorrow as the Steelers take on the Chicago Bears. Coach Mike Tomlin telling reporters, we will see where the weekend leads us. The quarterback missed Wednesday's practice and was limited in practice on Thursday and Friday. Tomlin said he's not a medical expert and that he would defer to the medical expert and to Rodgers himself to decide. That game gets underway in Chicago at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Elsewhere, the Pittsburgh Penguins hosting the Seattle Kraken tonight at 7 o'clock. In college football action, the Pitt Panthers traveling to Georgia to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Georgia Tech ranked number 16 in the nation, and Penn State hosting the Nebraska Cornhuskers tonight at 7 o'clock. Looking for clear skies the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 52. Cloudy overnight with a low of 31. Cloudy on Sunday. Then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high of 52. Mostly sunny Monday with a high of 53. On Tuesday, rain likely and a high of 58. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 50 degrees in Washington County, 51 in Beaver County, 46 in Butler, 47 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 48 degrees with new music.
Word from the old home place, that old town of mine. They don't miss the old boy's face, yeah, they don't miss my kind. That train left for somewhere west, making up the time. Thankful for the wind that keeps me blowing by. No one's gonna knock that gun from your head. No one's gonna down that drink in your stead. No one's gonna tell you it's gonna be alright. Praise the road, yeah, I saw the light. Thank you to the town that spit me right out. my time to dive. Thankful for the wind that keeps me blowing by.
Album is called Trail Songs of the Deep. That's new music from Murray Hammond here as we wind down this installment of the Radio 9 Mess.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. We've got a new cartoon up there. I got to draw Paw Pitt. I was pretty excited about that at jaythurbershow.com. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, nothing smells worse than a wet horse, a bird in the hand. It makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on... Well, I already said that. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun. Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. All the while, in this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each breath.